Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2561. Three numbers that matter more than your credit score, by Kelly Long with financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's reading and start optimizing your life. Three numbers that matter more than your credit score, by Kelly Long with financialfinesse.com. While knowing your credit score and the elements that impact it is important to your overall financial well-being, I sometimes find that people are overly concerned about it at the peril of other more important financial measurements. Your credit score only really matters when you're applying for a loan, certain types of insurance, and increasingly when applying for a job. If none of those things are on your horizon, then your score is more like your high school ACT scores. Perhaps a point of pride, but really irrelevant for the time being. Here are three more important numbers you should be focused on instead. Net worth. What is it? Assets, bank accounts, investments, home, car, basically cash or anything you could turn into cash. Minus liabilities, credit card balances, car loans, student loans, mortgages, 401k loans, anything you owe. Ideal number, as high as possible. Why it matters. Your net worth is the ultimate measure of your ability to weather financial storms and maintain financial choices in life. The higher your net worth, the more financial freedom you can afford. There are countless cases of people who were millionaires on the asset side, but broke on the net worth side as cautionary tales of neglecting this important number. Many of these people suffered during the last recession when their debts were called. How to track it. I calculate my net worth on a monthly basis using Google Sheets at the same time I sit down to set up any bill payments for the month. One nice side effect of this is the fact that I'm checking on all of my accounts at least once a month, so I can also do a quick check for anything fishy. Worth noting. I pay all my credit cards off each month, but I include them on this sheet because that's money I still owe that's reflected in my checking account. It's the only way to have a truly clear picture of what I have. I keep things like my student loan and Mini Cooper loan on there, both for historical accuracy, as well as for the psychological thrill of seeing a big fat zero under old debts. It's a little, yay me, look how far you've come moment each month. Retirement readiness. What is it? The best way to measure whether you're saving enough to retire comfortably when you want to, especially if you have many years to go until retirement. Ideal number. On track to replace about 80% of your current income unless you're within 5 years of retirement, when you can be more specific about how much you'll need each year. Why it matters. Retirement, which really just means transitioning to living off your savings one day, is one financial goal that pretty much all of us share. Whenever anyone asks me what to do with extra money, or if they can afford to take on an additional debt payment or savings goal, my first question is, are you on track for retirement? Even though it may be one of your longest-term goals, it should be in the top three in terms of priorities. How to track it? There are countless calculators out there. Worth noting, many people who say they aren't on track to retire have never run a calculator. Knowing is the first step. Emergency fund. What is it? A cash cushion in place to tap into in case of unexpected loss of income due to job loss or extended illness or injury. Ideal number. 3 months of expenses minimum. For single income households or career fields that aren't as certain, at least 6. Why it matters. Life happens, and when it does, having cash that's easily accessible takes away much of the financial stress and allows you to focus your energy on finding a job, healing, or adjusting to the new normal. How to track it. If you're starting from zero, start with a goal of setting 3 months of rent or mortgage aside. Then tack on 3 months of your next highest expense, and so on, until you have all essential expenses covered. Once you're at 3 months, make sure you adjust for any changes, such as a new home, new baby, etc. Worth noting, it can be tempting to keep a credit card on hand instead of the cash or want to invest the cash for higher earnings, but resist. Should something happen, consider the probability that it could be due to an economic downturn when credit may not be as easily accessible and/or the stock market could be down. The best place for your emergency fund is in a high-yield savings account. These are the three numbers you want to focus on. Even if you're not at the ideal numbers yet, you'll be well on your way to financial freedom if you can find a way to track them on a consistent basis. And you just may find your credit score improving as well. You just listened to the post titled, Three Numbers That Matter More Than Your Credit Score, by Kelly Long with financialfinesse.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Before I cleaned up my financial mess, I made the mistake of overvaluing my stellar credit score. I've since come to realize that the number that really matters is my net worth because it's much more comprehensive and it can capture long-term trends. It's important to remember that net worth is not a static figure. It evolves over time, reflecting the cumulative result of financial decisions. Tracking net worth not only gives you a holistic look at your finances, it can be an incredible motivator. Looking at net worth trends over the long term allows for a more insightful understanding of financial habits, successes, and challenges. Net worth encompasses savings, investments, and property, offering a nuanced gauge of financial stability, whereas a credit score really only provides insight on your ability to manage debt. Well, that should do it for today. Thanks so much for being here and listening every day. And I'll catch you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.